About 5 years ago, Florida Blueberry Legends named Alto and Patricia Strong made it possible for IFAS to build a professional development center on campus. It's really hard to build new buildings today in the financial environment we find ourselves in, and it really helps when a donor comes along and provides a lot of that funding. And thousands have benefited from programs at this new facility in Gainesville. It's about 4 years old now, making us much better in the job that we're trying to do in educating the public. Alto and Patricia Strong's name is on the building, and that's been on the building for the past 4 years, but we have never been able to acknowledge who the Strongs really are until now.
And this past Tuesday night, Dr. Payne says the Strongs were honored with the unveiling of a new plaque telling their story at the Strong Center.
Their relationship goes back to the early 1950s. I think Alto enrolled as a freshman in 1952 as an animal science major, and that's where he met Patricia, his wife, who was also an animal science major, and he worked for us as an extension agent. He began in Marion County and he had a 30-year career with University IFAS Extension, and then went off to become a blueberry farmer and is now probably one of the largest, if not the largest, blueberry farmer in Florida. And he remembered his roots. He's never forgot his relationship with the university, and his multi-million-dollar donation to the university helped us create what I call the Blueberry Building, but it's a wonderful extension education building on campus. And just recently, he donated over 2,000 pounds of frozen blueberries to IFAS, and we are now cooperating with our athletic department, and our famous Gator athletes are having strong IFAS blueberries in their smoothies, straight out of the cup, and they're even using them instead of ice cubes in their Gatorade during practice. They're putting frozen blueberries in there. So it's a great story of how the Strongs have continuously contributed to the university, and who knows, maybe if we can win a few games this football season, we can talk about it being the Alto and Patricia Strong edge that put us over the top.